Bill, how can a win like that be a catalyst to turning around the team, turning around Brock, getting everything the way you've wanted it to go all along?
Well, I think that anytime you're down 14 points with 2 minutes to go, 2 minutes, 47 seconds to go in a game, and you're able to come back and pull out the win, I think that says a lot about your team. I mean, I think it says that you're a resilient team, and it says that you're never out of it, and you're going to continue to fight. But I also think it's one game. You know, I think it's one game, and like I always tell you guys, it's really 16 one-game seasons. That's what it is. And so now you have to quickly turn the page because, again, when you watch the tape, there's a lot to improve upon. And so, you know, we have to turn the page and get going on Denver when these guys get back in here on Wednesday.
Your offensive line, you had some new faces out there. You had to kind of move some things around because of injuries. What did you think of their performance, especially the way they run block?
Yeah, I thought, you know, look, I thought those guys played well. They battled. They're tough. It wasn't always perfect, but I thought that those guys played as a unit. Ode Abushi stepped up and played for us. Chris Clark, Mance, Suofilo, Dwayne, you know, Lamb when he was in there. I thought those guys played hard and played well together.
How much is mental, like pulling a game out like that, does that help you not have a performance like Minnesota and New England by the time you get together? Would that help with the mental part?
Well, I think that you know, we've moved past those two games, and so I think that this is a team that is definitely a mentally tough team. You know, this is a team that understands that, like I always say, it's a race to see who can improve the fastest in this league. That's really what the league is about. It's a progress league. It's about who can be the most consistent team over the last 10 games of the season. That's what we're striving to do. So whatever happened in those previous games happened. Now it's up to us to try to continue to try to be more consistent and try to keep winning.
Bill, in terms of cornerback depth and another injury now with Kevin Johnson, do you expect Jonathan Joseph to be able to come back from this latest one? And was that just an update on those guys?
Yeah, I think all those guys, whoever's injured right now, with the exception of probably Kevin, is day-to-day. You know, I really don't know right now that, you know, the game ended at whatever, midnight, and I have no idea right now. So I'd say that would be in the day-to-day category.
Can you give us any details on Kevin Johnson's injury or Dylan?
I really don't have details on those injuries other than Dylan was a knee and Kevin was a foot, but I don't know the details of those injuries.
Bill, do you, other than if you call in the plays that Brock liked, now that you've had a chance to watch the tape, what happened to turn on a switch like that at the end of the game, besides you calling plays he liked?
Oh, I was half kidding when I said that. I mean, I think that, you know, he just, with his teammates, they all just did a good job of coming together, making the timely plays when they had to be made. You know, I think Hopkins stepped up on those drives. C.J. Fedorowicz has done a really good job for us in the passing game. Lamar Miller, obviously. Lamar Miller was the player of the game on offense. I mean, he just did a heck of a job. And I think that when we start drives, regardless if it's the first quarter or the fourth quarter, when we start drives with a positive play, we usually end up having a decent drive. What happened last night was we either didn't start the drive with a positive play or we did, and then we would get a penalty or some type of sack or TFL that would set us back in the drive. We have to, like, eliminate those. We have to eliminate penalties, eliminate the things that make us an inconsistent offense and kind of try to bottle some of the things we did late in the game to be more consistent. That's what we're always trying to do.
You mentioned having to turn around quickly and, you know, that right away you'll see some things that you want to improve. Is there anything in this quick turnaround from last night that you can pinpoint already that you want to see better next week?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, we're going to have to obviously we're going to have to stop the run better than we did last night on defense. Denver's a really good running football team. We're going to have to be more consistent in our offensive execution just overall. We're going to have to protect the passer. Obviously, they have great edge rushers, Von Miller. Really tough secondary, Keeb Tlaib, T.J. Ward, good interior linemen. So, you know, we're going to have to really have a good week of practice and go in there with the mindset that we're going to play very aggressively and we're going to play as consistent as we possibly can. That's the only way you know, that we're going to have a chance to win the game is to eliminate errors and be more consistent in our offensive execution. Special teams-wise, you know, I thought there were some decent things. Overall, we just have to continue to cover kicks more consistently. You know, we can't give up returns to the 30-yard line in a kickoff game, for example. We have to do more of tackling inside the 20, which we did. We got to continue to kick the ball and punt the ball as well as we can. So there's a lot to improve upon, and we'll work hard to do that this week.
You've said this season that Brock's been very prepared and he's had good practices. How did it feel for you to see that kind of pay off yesterday as he led that comeback?
Yeah, you know, I think that I felt good for the team. You know, I think that he did a nice job of all year. He's done a nice job of preparing, working very hard, and it was good for us to, as a team, for us to come out with a win with him being, one of the catalysts in that deal. You know, he was able to keep his poise late in the game and deliver the ball. He made a great throw to CJ on that touchdown. I mean, that was not a very big window to throw that ball into. Made some really nice throws to Hopkins. Checked it down to Lamar. The touchdown that Lamar reversed the field on was an unbelievable effort by Lamar, but that was a good read by Brock to check it down. So I think all those things are really good for Brock and good for everybody.
In terms of open field tackling, you mentioned Hopkins to improve. What do you see from that in terms of just is there a common thread to some of the arm tackles or just maybe where guys are pursuing? Or?
Yeah, no, I think we just have to sometimes we're crossing over. We don't have a good base underneath us. Sometimes it's not wrapping up. We're trying to block tackle. And sometimes we tackled really well. You know, obviously Kevin being out now, but I thought he did a great job tackling last night. McKinney played really well last night. There were some times that we missed some tackles. You know, look, this is not an easy league to – some of these backs that we go against, receivers that we go against, are hard to tackle, you know. So we have to continue to work on that and be more consistent tacklers.
Lamar Miller obviously had a really good game on the ground, but also in the receiving game too. He made a couple of nice plays, and that's something that worked really well against Denver a couple of weeks ago with Tevin Coleman. Is that something that you guys plan on doing a little bit more, getting Lamar Miller involved in the passing game?
I think the more we get Lamar the ball, probably the better, because I think when he touches the ball, usually good things happen. So whether it's in a run or the passing game or screens or however we get him the ball, I think it's probably going to be good for the Houston Texans.
A lot of the runs were to the left side. Were they designed to the left, or did he just break it out there? And how did the left side do on run blocking?
Yeah, no, I thought that some of those were designed that way. You know, we can run all of our plays. We can go right or left. So when I say designed that way, you know, just that was the look that gave us that ability to run it over there. And then some of them broke out over there. You know, he's got really good vision, and he saw a crease backside, so he went backside. And we don't overcoach him. You know, we just kind of tell him what depth he needs to be at, the proper steps. Here's what you're reading, and then hand him the ball and let him go. I thought the left side played well. I thought having Dwayne backs really helped us from a leadership standpoint and from a obviously blocking standpoint. I think him and Xavier playing next to each other has been a good thing.
Now that you've had a few games without JJ, how do you feel like your defense has kind of adjusted and evolved in that span?
Yeah, no, I think these guys are playing well. I mean, injuries happen in the NFL, and there are a lot of things that we can do better in all three phases. But I think our defense plays very, very hard. I think they rush the passer very well. I thought they made it very difficult on Indianapolis in the passing game with the pass rush. And I do know that we have to shored up in the running game. You know, there were times where we looked like we were really doing a great job stopping a run, but too many double-digit yardage runs, too many double-digit drives. So there's a lot to improve upon, and I know these guys will show up back on Wednesday, you know, itching to improve upon those things.
When you promote a guy to the 53 like Robert Nelson, you obviously you hope that he's going to contribute right away, but for a guy to do that and basically one of his, you know, only NFL games he's played, only one for you to have a pick. Like,
yeah,
if they score right there. I mean,
that's a big play. Yeah, no, he did a heck of a job, Aaron. I mean, he made two really nice tackles on special teams. One was a key tackle where we had an onside kick lined up and we decided to kick it deep, and he went down there. He was really the only one that could make that tackle, and he made it. That was a really nice play. And then the interception was a real nice play. His ability to kind of, you know, catch that thing off of his shoe tops was important. That was a big play in the game at that point in time. So, just needs to continue to do it, you know, continue to help us on special teams and continue to keep competing at that level.
Last week you said it was all your fault. You had to do a better job. Did you do a better job?
I don't know. I think the players did a great job. I think you give a lot of credit to the players. I think the players, it's a players' league, John. Players go out there and make the plays, and I think the players should get all the credit for last night. The resiliency, I think it's just so hard in this league to, when you're down two touchdowns at any point in the game, to think that you're going to be able to come back. It takes a very resilient football team to be able to do that, and give a lot of credit to those players. They came out after halftime with a mindset that they were going to, you know, do whatever it takes to win the game.
Bill, two-part question for you. Number one, can you take us through the throw to Strong on the left-hand side? Brock said after yesterday that he made a change at the line because it's based on something he'd seen earlier in the game. Were you aware he was making the change at the line? What did you see? How confident were you at that point in doing it? Second thing, different issue. How demanding, when you worked with Brady, how demanding to the level of maybe prickishness could Brady be about having things done a certain way?
Let me start with the throw to Jalen. We have a lot of confidence in Brock to be able to make changes at the line. That's kind of one of the tenets of our offense, is that the quarterback can put us in the best play, take advantage of a look, those types of things. So did we know exactly at that point in time that he was going to make that change? No, but that's something that's a principle of our teaching, of how we teach the quarterback, if you see this, do that, type of thing. And so he saw it, and him and Jalen were on the same page. There's a lot that goes into that, a lot of eye contact, working with each other. He spends a lot of time with Jalen and Hopkins and all those guys, Braxton, Fuller, Mumphrey. So that was a great throw and a great catch. I mean, he put it in a spot where DB couldn't make a play, and I thought Jalen made a great play on that, stacking the DB, and that was, you know, obviously a big, huge play in the game. You know, look, I think, you know, every quarterback's different. I mean, no two quarterbacks are alike. And so the key to coaching a quarterback is really getting to know the guy. You know, what is something that helps you get to know this guy? You know, whether it's off the field or on the field, you really have to develop a bond. I'm not saying it's different with other positions, but I think, you know, you really have to get to know the quarterback to really understand what he likes, what he's comfortable with, and also for that quarterback to understand, you know, like your style, how you do things. And sometimes that takes a while. And Brock, what we know about Brock is that he's a very hardworking guy, very prepared guy, and we enjoy coaching him. We enjoy coaching him, and he's learning, and you know, we just were happy to see him be able to help us win that game last night. That was a good win.
Okay, but,
go ahead.
Sorry,
yeah.
With Tom, though, you guys could be demanding each other. I mean, there's that famous sideline thing.
Yeah, I know where you're going with this. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I think I know where you're headed with this, with whatever story came out. I mean, anybody that's been around me knows that I really only know one way to go about it, and that's to work very hard and to do it in a very intense environment. And I think that's the type of players we have. So when you're coaching football and playing football and you're in a competitive environment where everyone is pulling the same rope and everybody's trying to do their very best to win the game, things are going to happen. Like, that to me is the biggest non-story of the year. I don't know if there's a bigger non-story. Anybody that watched, has seen me or been around me or any of our coaching staff, from Vrabel to Butler to Devlin to Gotze, knows that that's the way we coach. We coach hard. The players play hard. And sometimes that's the way it goes. And that's what makes it fun to coach. And that's what makes it fun about this league. And that's just the way we are. That's the way the players are. That's the competitive league. That's the environment we're in.
Thank you.